WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Donovan with Season of the Witch right here on 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show. Good morning, folks. Good morning. All right. It is a little bit of a gloomy morning, but we are going to be excited anyway because we've got a big morning going on. And Asher, I want to hear from you this morning. What has been going on with you this week? Anything exciting?
Well, yesterday I ended up having to do a blue chip down of the movie theater.
Really? Okay. What movie were you going to see?
Okay.
How was the movie?
Well, I didn't finish.
Which I'm sure we'll hear why.
Yeah. I always sit in back. Mm-hmm. My whole family, it's a thing that, now the back row completely empty, and I'm just sitting in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm about to watch the Michael Myers, mm-hmm. good old classic horror. I could tell that he was like looking around for a place to sit, and then he spots me and makes a beeline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dead set staring at me, and he sits right beside me.
Okay, so alone in the row, and he sits right next to you.
Yeah, and I was just kind of looking around. Okay. And he starts talking to me. This is fine.
Has the movie started yet at this point, or is it just a preview?
Okay. It's just a preview.
And just checking, so Raven, whenever you're going to see a movie, are you much of seeing a movie in movie theaters that person?
No, I can't stay away from movies. I can't remember the last time.
Wow. But watching like movies at home is something that you can do.
No. I think it's like I can binge watch a show for like 12 hours, but if I'm really
Interesting. So, get it. So, if you're ever like a little tired and you're like, I need to get some sleep, just go right to the movie theater.
Yeah, it's watching movies.
Sounds good. But, okay, so this person was talking to you.
Yeah, and then you know, the movie starts. Mm-hmm. But I was like, alright, I need to like be aware of this. You've made a beeline, so you need to kind of be intrigued. So, I start to kind of get up and grabs my arm. And,
oh, goodness.
And so I just sit back down and see. I was like, okay, well, this is how I die. This is it. But after, like, I don't know, it's probably like 30 minutes into the movie. That's kind of like another really, like, stabbing part.
Yeah.
And he would just stare at me.
Oh, my goodness.
Whenever it happened.
And I knew the danger was in the theater.
Yeah, I was like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, so... Then
yeah, I got
point.
Up, I ended up being able to get up, and I got like a minute to said, okay, I'd like not to die today, what can I do?
Yeah.
So she was like, alright, what does it look like? So I can pull the skirt skin, who knew that thing?
And then you didn't stay and finish watching the movie at that point?
No, but I did get 2 free tickets.
Okay, so may go back and try it again sometime.
Yes, not by myself.
Not by yourself, yeah. I think that's the move, is to go and watch the movies with some pals.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm planning on seeing that. I unlike Raven, I do like to go see movies and watch them in the theaters. But I do tend to fall asleep. I tend to fall asleep when watching TV shows. So I'm like the opposite of you. So I'm planning on going seeing that Don't Worry Darling on probably like Thursday or something. So if that creepy guy's there, stay away from me. We'll be right back in just a second here. Madeline Martin on the way here on the radio station. SGA president, woo-hoo. So Tegan and Sarah is going to play first, though. Here's Yellow.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Marble with Quiet Mind, starting off your morning right. This is the morning show. Good morning, Raven. How you doing? Did you have a DJ shift last night?
Yeah, I got done at like 10, and then I went to sleep because, you know, I got to wake up early to do this.
Yeah.
And then somebody pulled the fire alarm last night, so I was standing outside for an hour. It's been a rough night.
Was there a fire to be worried about?
I'm sure there wasn't. Somebody probably just pulled it to be funny or something.
Well, you weren't laughing.
No, I was not. I was so mad. And then my umbrella wasn't opening when I was trying to walk here and I was getting rained on. So.
Gee whiz. Well, hopefully your day gets a little better. And I think our day might be getting a little better right now because we've got a guest in the studio. We got Madeline Martin. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Noah.
How's your morning going so far?
It's going well. I'm actually a rainy day person.
All right.
So I really do like the gloomy days, you know, kind of seeing some good. I'm pretty fair too, so I'm not going to get sunburned.
Yeah, yeah. And I like rainy days are nice whenever you don't have to go anywhere.
See, no, that's true.
Is today a big class day for you? Or?
It is. I'm in the comm school, so I feel like we have, for the most part, you get it. Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes. So today's a pretty busy day, but that's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Glad to have you in the studio and to be talking to you. Once again, Madeline Martin is the SGA president. So how's that going? I know like we're a couple months into semester so far. How's that been?
So it's really been like a dream. It sounds cliche to say, but I started off as a first year counselor, which is our freshman senate, then was a senator for my college and then served as vice president for external affairs last year. And now getting to serve and be able to listen to a lot of student concerns and actually see change, not only this year, but change that's been in the process for these 3 years that I've already been on campus. And it's just been awesome, really, to like meet so many different types of people, and especially with our record-breaking freshman class, we really just see the engagement all across the board up, and it's just so awesome to be at that seat at that table.
That's great. That's great. What would you say is one of like the, I guess, like flagship things that you've been really pushing for as part of your presidency?
So I really focus all of our programming and events on four key pillars of connection, outreach, equity, and professional and academic development. And one area that I really want to make sure is at the forefront is food insecurity on our campus. We have an amazing food pantry over with the Dean of Students, and really making sure those students who are able to opt into these resources know about those resources. And especially, you know, that need is met now, but with these record-breaking numbers, where can we improve? So we're really trying to see, can we add more accessibility options, but also make sure that there is anonymity and that there's no pressure for any student that may need to access the food pantry because there's nothing to be ashamed of there.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Well, yeah, great to hear that. I know I was walking in Fresh Foods the other day and they were like, do you want to give one of your meal swipes to this? And I was like, oh yeah, sure. So was that something that you were involved in setting up?
So SGA, we do have meal swipe drives. I think that was Beat Off and Beat Hunger, which we do work closely with, but we have meal swipe drives throughout the semester where you'll see just various members of SGA with scanners and you can donate all of your passes or your guest 10 passes. But one program that we instilled last year was that at the end of the semester, maybe if you have a swipe, or you know, some people even have 50 plus swipes at the end of the semester, you can opt in to donate all of those at the semester so they're not lost. And then those will roll over to the next semester for those students that do access that need.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. And I know we're going to talk about Beat Auburn and Beat Hunger in a little bit here, but I want to ask you, like we like to ask everyone, what is your morning routine? If you weren't here having fun with us, what would you be doing?
Okay. So I normally wake up an hour before I have to get out the door. I am a black coffee drinker. I'm a very old man.
Thank you.
Yes. See, you can't go wrong with it. And also you can taste the actual coffee, which I love. The more bitter, the darker, the better. So normally do that, and then I'll answer a couple emails, and then I've been really into spin lately, very, very basic, but really enjoy that, and that's normally how I start my morning off, hanging out with my roommate as well, but yeah.
Sounds good, sounds good. So did you have anything that you're doing before spin, or is this like did you ever do like yoga or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely not. I just really like it, and normally they play really good music, so okay. That's just a good way to start my morning is, you know, you have a big cup of coffee, head there, and then just get ready for the day, do a little bit of school here and there, and you know, of course, SGA.
Nice, 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 nice. Ash and Raven, any questions for Madeline as we close out this break?
What do you do your spring class?
Okay, so I do 3:15 because I really don't like doing something that is for really long portions. We divide it up into 15-minute segments, so my ADHD. Mm-hmm.
I've been doing the cycling classes in the morning at 6 a.m. at the red.
Okay,
but they're fun. Like,
see,
it goes by really quick.
There's one girl I know who's an instructor, and she always has her best friends. music, mm-hmm. and then she showed me her playlist, and she's like, here's how we go, like, up, and she's like, all the songs have better drops, like, towards the middle, and I was like, this is awesome. Like, I was like, this is so
And they do, like, live shows and everything, yeah. and they, some of them, like, include dance moves. Like,
yeah. So, when did you start drinking coffee?
Okay. Probably way too young, to be honest. I was very much your AP type A kid. So I probably started drinking coffee about sophomore year of high school. I would definitely add some like Splenda and then So, yeah.
I feel like Ashley's out here drinking some coffee like right out of the womb or something.
Okay, so whenever I first started living from our daughter's friends, she used to sit in front of her. My mom would always, she put some more sugar and milk in it, so like that was the first time I had coffee, and I'd just be drinking it like through a spoon, and I'm like 6 years old.
Gee whiz.
It's great.
Yeah, after starting young, like right out of the baby bottle or something like that. But we'll be back in just a minute here on The Morning Show. We're going to talk about Beat Auburn, Beat Hunger, and then we're going to be celebrating the day in a special way. So stay tuned. Here is Such Imperfection by Simski and Fritch.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
A.A. Bondi, When the Devil's Loose, right here on your Wednesday morning. We're in studio with Madeline Martin. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We were talking a little bit about your post-graduation plans, because you're a senior, is that right?
I am a senior.
And is this 4 year senior, or have you stayed along?
This is four, so I was supposed to graduate a year early, and loved UA so much, I added a new goal in mind, and
it just did. Sounds good. So, did you come in with like a lot of like, I know earlier you said AP kids.
Yeah.
Did you come in with a lot of credits and everything?
I did. Being from Hoover, Alabama, I kind of had an understanding of I really wanted to go to UA, and I wanted to make sure I could do just like really good classes, so I tried to knock that on my
Good deal. Well, I know we've been getting some drawings ready. They're not ready yet, but it's National Bring Your Teddy Bear to School Day. And so none of us brought our teddy bears to school, unfortunately. But we've been creating these drawings. Everyone's working on a drawing of a teddy bear. And Asher and Raven are still working on theirs. But I've got the, I think me and Madeline have finished ours. So we have to describe each other's. So Madeline's got this, it looks kind of like a rabbit a little bit. Its name's Frank. It's got these nice little eyelashes. And is this inspired by something that you would have had whenever you were younger?
Yes, so I have like a rabbit bear as like, you know, classic stuffed animal. And I remember it had like a little bit of a frowny face that had this sort of heart in the middle, and then had these really long eyelashes.
Mm.
So we're trying to make it.
Yes, and then I've got this one.
And then you have Trevor. I mean, it is a classic fluffy teddy bear. With, you know, we both have sort of the gloomier smiles, but mm-hmm. you know, that's okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah. He's a little sad that it's raining today.
And that's all right. But yes, classic Trevor, fluffy little teddy bear.
There we go. Yeah. So it's National Bring Your Teddy Bear to School Day. If you're not on campus yet, or not out and about yet, and you've got your teddy bear or whatever stuffed animal, bring it. It's time to celebrate today. So I was wondering a little bit about, I know we talked about it last break. So Beat Auburn, Beat Hunger is something that is coming up, is going on, and things are in swing. So where are we on that? What's going on with that and everything?
So Beat Auburn, Beat Hunger, it's run by Kate Rossiano, and it is such an amazing organization. We went down to the Capitol, met the governor, and it was such an honor to have those first donations by her, and it was on September 3rd we kicked off Beat Auburn, Beat Hunger. Not only is it the sportsmanship between Alabama and Auburn, but it's ending hunger and so it was a great opportunity. So what we're doing right now on our SGAN is all of our senators, they have a goal of $200 to raise, so hopefully we can have $10,000 given to Beat Auburn, Beat Hunger. We've done everything from high president, so got pied in the face at 7 a.m. Great way to wake up. But raising money for that, so you can donate physical cans. There's drop-offs all throughout campus. You've probably seen them in the red bins from pretty much outside of every academic mm-hmm. building, but especially in those big common spaces like libraries and the student center. But you can donate funds, but also if you have any old cans that you're just not ready to eat, just drop those off, and that's going on up until the Iron Bowl, and it will be announced who won, and hopefully we not only beat them in the football game, but we beat them here as well.
Nice. Well, that'll be good stuff looking forward to. And it's nice how that ties into how we were talking last break about like food insecurity and helping out with something. How long has that been something that you have been passionate about, or how does that become a cause that you got interested in helping with?
So one of my mentors, Caitlin Lantier, she was really passionate about this, and I was brought into her room freshman year of just, I was naive to what the situation was for a lot of college students. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, we have such great resources already here for Capstone, but there are areas that we can always be improving. So working with the Arboretum starting in the fall of 2020, I went out there and they didn't have a director, but there was an amazing guy, a professor, Dr. Michael McCoy, and we went, found a plot of land, and now we have 4 beds out there that we plant seasonal vegetables and fruits, and we donate and put those in the food pantry. And it's just such a great way to not only use the Arboretum because it's beautiful, if you don't have a bed, they have amazing trails out there, but it's also amazing to just see that fresh option for the food pantry, and also it doesn't take away from their spending, especially for those non-perishable items that they really have to have stored at all times. So this has been a passion of mine probably my entire collegiate career, and I'm making sure not only are we doing work with Arboretum, food pantry, being able to do better, we also are the Pioneer Campus and the Hunger Free College Coalition. So that is a combination of schools just across the southern east of the United States, and it's amazing to collaborate with universities, you know, that are in the SEC and really large like our institution, but also small colleges as well, of how can we end hunger as a whole, because it is an issue for college students, so combining our resources but also brainstorming and challenging one another.
Sounds good. And then if there are students listening who would like to make use of these resources, where can they start? Like if they don't have any idea where to look, where should they be looking?
So I would suggest search Food Pantry PA. It'll take you to a site where you can opt in via those resources. You just have to answer a couple of questions, and then it'll go to the group of students, and they will approve you or deny you. But if you express that need and have that need, they would be happy.
Sounds good. All right. We'll be right back in just a minute. We're going to play probably just like one song, and then we'll be back to close out with Madeline here. Thanks again for coming in. But we've got you for a little longer. We're going to play some of Madeline's music choice. Here's some of the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Band.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
A little fun version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Band right here. That was the Beatles at the request of President Martin. Would you say you're a Beatles fan?
Oh, yeah. I wrote my Common App essay about wanting to be a copyright lawyer at the time, inspired by the Beatles. So my dad drove me to elementary school, and we listened to every single Beatles song, mono and stereo.
The mono and the stereo.
And we went in catalog order, no skips, even the really bad ones, and there are some, no skips.
What's the worst Beatles song, in your opinion? The first one that comes to mind.
I think it's just because we saw it, but I don't think Sexy Sadie's that good.
Interesting. Okay.
It's a ringy title.
I mean, that is true. Yeah, but are you still looking at going into copyright lawyer, or what's your career plan at this point?
So right now, I'm kind of toying with that idea. I really want to be either, you know, a legal consultant for a political group, or work for companies like the ACLU or Equal Justice Initiative, really buying in more into like a passion rather than a firm.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, I know we just got you for a couple more minutes here, but I wanted to, being president of the SGA, I just wanted to get an idea of like what is a normal like day look for that, like whenever you have an SGA meeting, like what does that look like?
So it'll be, you know, it's kind of just a toss-up. Each day is different. We have everything from lunch with the president, so sometimes I'll meet with students at Lakeside. But a normal day would start off with, I normally get up around 6:30, 7 a.m. And then we'll have about 4 to 5 meetings a day, just from various, you know, meeting with students, but also meeting with campus partners, working on programming, making sure that we can provide the best experience, but also address concerns. Mm-hmm. So it really can be anything from, I've had lunch with the president meetings or meeting with library officials. We're about to actually open student artwork throughout the 6th floor of Gorgas, and it's the first time that student art has been displayed in a public setting, like especially Gorgas, which is one of our most popular libraries. So that's really exciting, but it really can be kind of anything, which I love. I'm not a very standard or stagnant day. I love when it's organized chaos in the best way.
Yeah. And so is it pretty safe to assume when you aren't doing schoolwork that you're doing SGA work?
Oh, yes. I think I clock about 45, 50 hours a week.
Wow.
So I love it, though. Wouldn't change it.
That's great. It's Bring Your Teddy Bear to School Day. I think we've just about finished up our teddy bears / stuffed animals. Asher, I see you've got like a very round bear, and you can see all these at the end of the show at WVUAFM on Instagram, and we'll be sure to take a picture of all of them. Asher, what's your teddy bear's name?
Fuzzball.
Fuzzball. Okay. What's your take on your masterpiece?
It looks like it's possessed and will just say, "I want to eat your soul" or something.
Some stuffed animals, that's their purpose. And then I wanted to get over to Raven. You have not a teddy bear, but you've got instead.
I have Big Al.
Ooh, okay. Is this a stuffed animal that you own?
Yes, the only stuffed animal I own is a little Big Al. So.
You got a little owl.
Yeah. I guess he's not a Big Al. I should. Yeah, he's a little owl.
That. Awesome. That's a good drawing. I'll have you know that me and Madeline just went right into drawing, but Asher and Raven like sketched theirs out and everything, did a reference on pencil and everything. So
and there's, it might show a little.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you can see after the show at WVUAFM on Instagram. And thanks again, Madeline, for coming in.
No, thank you guys so much.
One last little thing here. What would you, as you've got the audience here, mm-hmm. and available, what is something that you want them to know about SGA?
Please come by, stop by the SGA office, or we are on our emails 24/7. I love getting to talk to people, like just today, getting to talk to you guys, and even if it's about student concerns or just getting to know each other. That's one thing I've really been seeing across campus is we're up on engagement, but also that connection is really coming back. So just, we'd love to meet you, and I'm excited for the year ahead.
Sounds good. Thanks again. Here is Soxygen with Shuggy, and we'll be back in a minute. We're going to be talking to someone from the Student Health Center, so stay tuned.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Angelica by Wet Leg. This is 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show. Good morning, Asher. Good morning, Raven. And we've got a guest in studio with us today. We've got David Brown here, nursing supervisor over at the Student Health Center.
That's correct.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. So thanks for stopping by in the studio. Excited to have you here to talk to us, tell us a little bit about what you do. It's Emergency Nurses Day, so we're like to celebrate the day, celebrate what's going on, and we're like, I know we've got some nurses here on campus, we got some people keeping us well, so we want to sort of talk to someone who's over there with them. So can you tell us a little bit about what do you do as a nursing supervisor?
Well, I primarily work in the immunization and allergy clinic. I do a lot of outreach for the Student Health Center, talking on things like this. A lot of Bama-bound, go to all the orientations and talk to prospective students and any other thing like that. I'm pretty busy with that. We also have another nursing supervisor, Taiwan Avery, and she pretty much runs the nursing and the medical clinic. And then we have another supervisor, Amelia De La Reyes, who is also our quality improvement. A lot of people don't realize, but we are one of the few student health centers that is accredited.
Okay.
So that means we're held at a higher standard than a regular practice. So we have to go through that every few years, and we have to prove to them that we are a cut above the rest.
Makes
and,
sense.
And she does a lot of work with that, Ms. Della Reyes does.
That's good. That's good. And what is what's sort of the connection with, because do you, I know it's Emergency Nurses Day. Do you experience too many emergencies over at the Student Health Center, or is it mostly just taking care of people?
Well, it's not like what the DCHED would see. I mean, we have students that do have accidents. They may cut themselves with a kitchen knife or something, and that's an emergency for them. And we certainly take care of that by suturing and, mm-hmm. and care and then that sort of thing. But most true emergencies, 911 gets called, the ambulance takes them to the hospital. And so, I mean, we are an ambulatory clinic. So, most of that stuff does go on. If a student did come in with something that needed to go on to the emergency room, we certainly would do our stabilization efforts and then get them on over to the hospital.
Sounds good. What do you see most often as far as what the students and the patients are coming there for?
Well, we're moving into cold and flu season, so that's the big one. That's the biggie right now. A lot of people with strep throats, sore throats, mm-hmm. allergies, and then, like I say, in the flu.
Sounds good. Sounds good. For people who are looking to get their flu shot, I know that I've seen some people around giving them out and everything like that. What are the procedures or the processes going on right now to offer that?
Okay. The university has this program they started several years ago called Flu Blast. And what this is it's free flu shots for faculty, staff, and students. And we try to break down barriers by making it convenient to get that flu shot. The Student Health Center, we're involved with the ones in the residence halls mainly. We do the Student Health Fair also at the Ferguson, the building formerly known as the Ferguson, the Student Services Building, and along with the Nursing School helps us, and University Medical Center, which is co-located with us, and we can talk about them a little bit later. We have coming up three more in the residence halls. On October 20th, we'll be at Mary Burke in the afternoon. October 27th, we'll be at Tutwiler. And then October 28th, Presidential. Now, there's also other clinics going on that University Medical Center does, like on the quad and stuff. And you can go to this great website, which is www.cchs.ua.edu/flu shots. Or I like to say go to ua.edu and do a search for flu shot, and that website will come up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot easier to remember.
Yeah. ua.edu and search for flu shots. Sounds good.
Yeah, and so these are free. The nursing school helps us out by the nursing students get some experience giving these shots. They are trained. They are checked off. They know what they're doing. And of course, I'm at the ones that I'm in charge of. We always have regular nurses and their instructors there too. So, you shouldn't be leery about these nursing students, because usually their friends come and get that first live shot.
Yep. So these people are doing good. I remember I need to go get mine. I haven't gotten mine yet this semester, but I remember getting it last semester, and it always surprises me just like how quick it is. Like, you go in there and it's like, doop, and you're done.
Right. We also do them at the Student Health Center. We do walk-ins Monday through Friday from 4 to 4:30 in our immunization clinic. And if a student wants to come at a different time, they just need to call and make an appointment.
Sounds good. Well, we're going to come back in a minute here and learn about your morning routine. But before we head out, Asher and Raven, did you have any questions for David Brown? Any sort of student health questions or nursing questions? All right, think on it. If you come up with something, let me know. We'll be back in a minute. Here on 90.7 The Capstone. Stay with us.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
All right, back here on 90.7 The Capstone Morning Show, WVUA, got David Brown in talking from the Student Health Center, talking about the situation, got over there, what's going on, and being the nursing supervisor. So I wanted to ask a little bit about, for someone, because I know it's like flu season and all that stuff going on and everything now, but if during like normal times, quote unquote, if someone has something, maybe they're like not feeling well or like something in their body is hurting or whatever, what is sort of the process that students need to be aware of how it works to use the Student Health Center. Like, as far as like, I know whenever I was first using the Student Health Center, I was like, how do I pay? How do I do this? Like, what's are sort of like the logistics of using the Student Health Center?
Okay, the first thing is we do accept appointments, and you can either call, and you can also make those online using the Secure Patient Portal, which you can enter either through MyBama or you can enter through the Student Health Center website. If your problem's not listed on the portal, that means that's one of those you have to call, because we have to get a little bit more detail about it. You can also walk in. We accept walk-ins. However, there is a limited number of walk-in slots. So if you walk in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, chances are you're going to get an appointment probably for the next day, because those slots are all gone. So I really recommend getting up, coming on in the morning if you're walking in. Payment, we bill your health insurance. So you do need to have that information. It can either be, you know, digitally on your phone, or you can have the actual card. Our pharmacy is the same way. They bill your insurance. Some insurances do require a separate card for pharmacy. So check with your parents about that, because most students are on their parents' insurance. Anything not covered by insurance, co-pays, which are set by the insurance company, things like that, go on your student account. So you don't really have to write us a check or give us your credit card or Venmo us. You know, it's because all that will just go on your student account, and then you can just pay that later to the university. So that takes care of that. We are open Monday through Friday. Our hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Thursday. Fridays we're open from 9 to 5. We take our last patient at 4 because of the fact that we, you know, we close at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reason why on Fridays we have certain meetings, back to that accreditation thing, we have certain meetings and training on Friday mornings from 8 to 9. So that's what we're doing. Now, we're co-located with the University Medical Center. Now, the university, we only treat students at our facility. The medical center treats the general public. And so, and a lot of our faculty staff and clinic and stuff like that there. They actually have an evening clinic during the week. And students can go to that. It's a walk-in only. And we do recommend you go when they open. I believe they open at 6 p.m. You get there and get in line, and they will see you. So if you have something and you didn't make it by the Student Health Center that day, and you're sick and you need to be seen, you certainly can go there in the evening. So that covers that.
Good deal. And then, so that's a good deal, good stuff to know about physical health. Does the Student Health Center or the University Medical Center do anything for mental health? Or if a student was trying to deal with that, where would they want to go?
Well, we've got two resources. Student Health Center, we do have psychiatrists on staff. And we certainly see students that need to see a psychiatrist. We also have the Counseling Center, which is not part of the Student Health Center. And they are an excellent resource. And I really recommend most students start with them. They do work with our doctors. If they feel like there needs to be some kind of medical intervention, such as a prescription, then they'll refer them up to see one of our medical doctors and get that, help them take care of that. After hours, if you're thinking about doing something harmful to yourself or others, just call the university police, and they will get the on-call mental health person to help you. We don't want anybody falling. And I try to tell students, we're not going to turn you away. If you're in such a situation like that, come to the health center.
Mm-hmm.
If need be, ask for one of the nursing supervisors. We will help you. You know, don't say, well, I couldn't get an appointment that day, so I'm going to go off myself or something. Mm-hmm. You know, come see us.
Yeah, yeah.
We will find you the resource you need that day.
For sure, for sure. And so I know. So you said 8 to 5 are the days.
Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday, and then 9 to 5 on Friday. What time do you usually get there at the health center?
What time I get to work?
Yeah.
I usually get there a few minutes before.
Okay. And then what's the rest of your sort of morning routine look like whenever you're not here hanging out with us?
Well, I mean, you're talking about at work or before I first wake up.
Yeah.
Okay. I usually get up between 6:15 and 6:30.
Okay.
I have an almost 2-year-old. Me and my wife have a standard poodle, Buddy Boy Brown. And Buddy Boy and I go for a walk anywhere from a half mile to a mile. We're trying to increase that, but I just don't like to get out of bed. So So we do that, come back, and I make coffee, or my wife's making coffee, and I get the shower and put on my scrubs and drink my coffee and read the Tuscaloosa News online. And then, then I get in the car, or get on my scooter and come to work.
Sounds good. How do you like your coffee?
With cream. Lots of cream.
Makes sense. Asher likes it black.
It needs to be bitter. I need to make a face.
I like mine sweet.
Asher likes it to, like, wake him up or whatever. It's the, like,
not, ooh. Not necessarily. I don't need it to wake me up. I just love the taste. If I cannot taste the coffee, it's not strong enough. Because, like, I mean, I'm a morning person. I can just jump out of bed and be fine. Like, this is, I've not had coffee, and I'm running on, like, 30 minutes of sleep.
Oh, goodness. How many hours of sleep do you usually get a night? I guess because if you're out by 5, then you're able to get a long time.
I generally try to get 7, 8 hours.
Okay. That's what I hear the medical professionals recommend. So yeah, sounds good.
Sleep is very part of your health.
Sounds good.
You need to get proper sleep.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and close out our time with David Brown here in the studio in just a second here. Going to play some music first, though. Here's Chaos Emeralds with Mop.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Chaos Emeralds with Monolith right here on 9.7 The Capstone. Want to say good morning to Christian.
Top of the morning, Lottie.
good morning, Christian. And Christian is our 9 o'clock hour co-host. Raven and Asher had to head on to class, but Christian's here to take us through the rest of the hour. And we've got a little bit more time with David Brown, a nursing supervisor over at the Student Health Center. We talked a little bit about how you start off your morning, but how did you get your start in nursing? How did you get your start in this field?
Well, I joined the Army Reserves back in 1983 and became a combat medic. When I came back from medic school, they had a program at my reserve unit where they would send you to LPN school, which is a licensed practical nurse. It's a 1-year technical degree in nursing. And so I went back on active duty for a year, got my LPN degree, which helped me get promoted. And to be honest, I really had not planned on going into nursing. It was really something to do with the Army Reserves for my career with them. But I actually fell in love with it then, so I decided to go back and get my bachelor's degree in nursing. So I did that. And then I'd been enlisted for about 10 years. When this finished up, I did go to Desert Storm, or to one of the busiest hospitals in the war zone there. And then I came back, finished up my bachelor's degree. I had one semester left, and then I took a commission. And so I retired from the reserves with that. So that's how I kind of got into it. I really, be honest with you, I kind of stumbled into it. I wasn't one of those people that said, ever since I was a small child, I've wanted to be a nurse. It was something that kind of found me, and it's been one of the most rewarding careers I've ever had. I did a lot of different things before I became a nurse, and I really have really enjoyed it.
Good deal. Well, I'm glad to have you here on campus at the Student Health Center and here in the studio. Wanted to ask about real quick on as far as COVID vaccines. I know that they've got the boosters. Is the Student Health Center offering those at all?
Yes. The latest one that's come out is bivalent. And what that means is it's more specific for the strains of COVID that we've been seeing. As the COVID has evolved and changed, the vaccines are changing to meet that. Just like we do with the flu shots every year, they have different strains in it. So they have these boosters out now. We are offering those. We offer at the Student Health Center the Pfizer and the Moderna. Students need to either go to the portal and make an appointment or call and make the appointment. Now, they do need to, when they make the appointment, they do need to put in the comments that it is a booster and if it's and which brand that they need to get. It has come out and said that if you had the Moderna shots, you can do the Pfizer booster. And if you had the Pfizer, you can do the Moderna. I haven't really seen any research saying one's better than the other or to do that. I jokingly call that cross-pollination. But so, you know, like I say, it's out there. Also, we only do our COVID vaccines on Tuesday because of staffing. And also, the vaccine has to be thawed out and some other things. So it's better just to kind of get everybody on the same day. So we can't just offer it every day of the week. Now, if a student needs to get their booster or even get the vaccines and it's not convenient for Tuesday, I know some people go straight all-day classes on certain days. So there's a great website put out by the government called vaccine.gov. It has this little thing called Vaccine Finder. You put in COVID-19, you put in that you're willing to drive up to however many miles. And I think it defaults to 25 or 5. And then it'll list everywhere in Tuscaloosa in that area that offers the vaccine. And it links you to them to where you sign up and make your appointments and everything. It's a very easy way to find the vaccine also. And the important thing is to get the vaccine and get the boosters. We're still doing COVID testing. Students can walk in for testing only. We have nurses that just do that. Then you get your results sent to you through the patient portal. Of course, if someone's having symptoms and they want to see the doctor, that's a different matter. They still would get tested and then have a visit, you know. One of the things we didn't cover earlier is the flu and COVID. You know, we have antiviral drugs out now, but they only work good if you start them immediately. So, you know, if you test positive for COVID, you need to, you know, if you want to start those antiviral meds, you need to do that then. And those are available at the Student Health Center by prescription. You have to see a provider, and then our pharmacy also has them, or you can go off campus to a pharmacy. And then same thing with flu. We've always had our Tamiflu and some others that are out there. That's the trade name. But if you don't take it within the first few days of coming down with the flu, it really is not going to be as effective. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you wait 5 days of the flu and you're still feeling miserable, you're too late to do one of those medicines. So
yeah.
I really encourage you to, if you think you have the flu, a story, when I first started at Student Health years ago, there was no flu test. And one of the older nurses that had been there a long time told me that when a student comes in and says their hair hurts, they have the flu. And I went, what? I mean, my background was intensive care. And I was just like, hair hurts? And sure enough, that flu season, this student came in, she was about in tears, and she was going through all her body aches and all her problems, and she was, and my hair hurts! And I went, you have the flu. So like I said, if your hair hurts, definitely you need to come in, get a flu test, and get Tamiflu.
Good to know. You know what? Glad to know that you have all this information and all this stuff going on. Can you tell me a little bit about what are some of the other services that Student Health Center has?
We have one thing that I really want to talk about is our women's health. They do annual exams. They take care of women's health. And pretty much those, you do need to call to make those appointments, because if you need an annual exam, you need more than 15 minutes for it. So we really encourage you to call that. We do birth control, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they really, you know, come in and have that taken care of instead of waiting until they get home to see their gynecologist at home. I mean, women need to have at least a yearly annual exam, no matter if they're 18 or 24 or 32. So, you know, they can do that. And of course, we do STI testing. We also do medical, you know, as we talked about earlier with our providers, our doctors, nurse practitioners. We have full lab x-ray, and we can pretty much take care of just about anything. And if we can't, we certainly can refer you out to someone in the community that, A, does take your insurance, and B, can take care of your problem. So we do that. We talk about psychiatric services. We also have a nutritionist, dietitian on staff. So, you know, people automatically think, oh, I want to lose weight. Well, no, she also counsels students. You know, we've had students in the past who are doing Ironman triathlons and stuff, and they want to get the most out of their nutrition for that performance. Well, she can help with that. So, I mean, that's something else. A lot of people don't realize. They think, you know, you only go there because you got you know, something like diabetes or something, and you want to lose some weight, and, you know, some people need to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that. We don't have, you know, one of the number one things we have, you know, students call and look for a dentist or an eye doctor. We don't have those services, but we do have a list of doctors in the area that have been really good about seeing our students and everything. And so we can give them those numbers. We have a referral office. You can always call our referral nurses and ask them about stuff. Some insurances require referrals to see specialists. Some don't. So, you know, we're there to help you if you need to see some specialist about something. We also do immunizations, travel. Yes, we have yellow fever vaccine. So if you're going to do study abroad in one of those countries, and it's recommended to get certain vaccines, come see us. Come see us early. Vaccines last for years. They don't start working for about 2 weeks. And we've never, it always happens. Right, the week before spring break, somebody comes in, they're going on a church mission trip to some country, and they go, oh, I need typhoid vaccine and this and that. We're like, great, it's going to be working a little while you're there, but you've got to, you know, you should go ahead and get it. Mm-hmm. So the sooner, if you are going to go abroad and you need shots, study abroad programs, and maybe right now there's one that a lot of students are doing where evidently it's like a cruise ship and goes to several port of calls, and so they're needing to get all sorts of that because they're port of calling it, not just London, yeah, all these other places. So, you know, if you don't like shots, I recommend you study abroad in Europe.
Get some help.
So, anyway. Yeah. So we do that. We also do allergy shots for students that are under the care of an allergist.
Mm.
So you already have to establish getting your allergy shots, but that makes it convenient for you to be able to get them here on campus rather than going to an allergist off campus. And they can always call out allergy clinics for more information on that. If someone thinks they need to do allergy testing, then once again, they can refer you to an allergist in the area. And then if you did need to do the therapy and the injections, yeah, we could certainly handle that.
Well, I didn't realize there were so many things that the Student Health Center offered.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's pretty fun. Well,
yeah, we're more than just cold and flu.
Yeah. Wow, who would have guessed?
And suturing, like we talked about that earlier, you get cut or something, and you have to just stitch you up. And a lot of students probably don't realize if you go to the emergency room and get sutures for an accident, and 10 days later it's time for the sutures to come out, you can come to the health center and get them out rather than going back to the ED and waiting.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, David Brown, for being in the studio with us. As we close out here, any final words or thoughts that you'd want if the students are only hearing this part of the interview, what would you want them to know?
We're there to help. We're there to help you with anything. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this. I always like to talk about our students and what we can do. Keep our students in class.
Sure thing, sure thing. Thanks for showing up. We got some more music on the way. Here's Arcade Fire with Rebellion, and we'll be back in a minute with more on The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Visions here on 90.7 Capstone Morning Show. Almost done with the Morning Show, almost at a minute, but we've got just a couple more. Want to plug some new music for you. Shout out to Alice and the music team, always putting in new music every week. And the artist that we wanted to plug today is Dream Dolly. So Christian, you were looking up a little bit of Dream Dolly. Is this like a band or a singular artist? Were you able to tell?
It was hard to tell from the song. There was at least one guy singing, so I think it's him, but I get kind of 80s vibes, not quite new wave, but like the tail end of new wave, when like new wave was starting to get into more modern electronic music genres. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like new wave, but 1988 new wave, not like 1982 new wave.
So
I really liked it. It was some interesting vibes I was getting in the guy. Kind of reminds me of Tom Petty almost voice-wise, a little, but like techno Tom Petty, if that makes it, like, hard to explain, but really good. So, really enjoyed it.
So we've got this new song from Dream Dolly, Wandering, that we're going to play for you. And so now we'll take a listen to that, close out the show here. Once again, you can see all the highlights from the show, moments from the show, pictures from the show on Instagram right after. I'm going to go put up the post now at WVUAFM. You'll be able to see Madeline Martin, David Brown from the Student Health Center, and all the other fun things that we had going on. So be sure to go follow us on there. Check us out on there. And here is Dream Dolly with Wandering.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.